We continue our learning of the Nishmas David ben Menachem Mishnah Micham Yaakov Pirchos Eliyo. We are in Zvachim Perek Yud Gimel Mishnah Zayin. Hamolekes haof bifnim veheela bachutz. Now we move into the oaf, which we know typically requires malika, and you did the malika properly in the Azara, but then you did the Ha'alah, you did the Haktara, the burning of the offering, not in the Azara on the Mizbech, but outside. So says the Mishnah Chayiv, you're Chayiv for Ha'alah Bachutz, either Kares or one Karban Chatas, if you did it B'shogeg, like someone who would shecht a behema, let's say, inside and do Ha'alah Bachutz. So that's pretty simple to understand. You did the Malika inside properly, and the halefa was a kosher malika, and the halah, the burning of the emurim or the bird outside, not on the proper mizbeach outside the azor, you did it. So you're going to be chayef for halah bachutz, malak bachutz, vehela bachutz pater. If you did both outside though, the malika and halah outside the Azara, you're going to be pater. Now, why should you be pater? Here, it sounds like, based on what we learned before, you should be chayav for twice. Did a malika outside and a halah outside. So the answer is, because when it comes to the shechting of kachim bachutz, what did the pasuk say in Vayikra Yizayin? We quoted this all the way at the beginning of the perek. It said, ish ish mi beis Yisrael asher yishchat, sure, O Kesev, O Eiz Bamachane, etc. So when it speaks about halah applies to all animals, including an oaf. But when it comes to the shchita, so there's no malika mentioned. It's only shchita. It says asher yishchat, so you chay for shchita outside. You're not chay for malika outside. So when you did malika outside, so maybe I should be chay for the halah outside. If I'm not chay for the malika outside, so I did the malika outside, so I'll be chay for the halah outside. No, you're not chay for the halah either, because since there's no malika outside, there's no such thing. So then you basically created an avela. You didn't do malika either. That when you do the malika inside, that's like doing a proper shechita. So then if you do the halah of that bird outside, you chayef for halah. But if you did the malika outside, that's meaningless. That's not a shechita. And that's not the proper avoda for this particular karbon. So you did malika outside, so you created an avela. You're not chayef for being mala an avela. You're chayef for being mala a karbon outside. Therefore, you part to both on the malika and the halah. But what about this? Now the Mishnah has a big chiddush. Hashocheid es ha'of bifnim, ve'ela b'chutz pater. Well, this that we should know. You did the shechita of the oaf inside. So that's not kemitzvah, so that's not proper. So that's, and then you did halah outside. You're going to be pater. You pater both on the shechita bifnim, because that's nothing. You didn't do the mitzvah properly, but you're not chai for the halah b'chutz either, because it became pasul when you did the shechita inside, because the bird doesn't require shechita. The bird is supposed to have a malika. So you did shechita inside and halah outside, you're going to be pater. But now, says the Mishnah, shachat b'chutz vehela b'chutz yechayv. And guess what? Yechayv for both. You chay for the shechita b'chutz and the halah b'chutz. Now, why you chay for the shechita of an oaf outside? So the answer is because the pasuk comes to include that shechute chutz applies to an oaf, not malika b'chutz, because malika b'chutz doesn't mean anything, but shechita b'chutz you chay. How do I know that? So the pasuk we quote in Vayikra Yudzayin once again began with ish ish mibes yisrael asher yishchat shor kesev oez b'machaneh, and then it has said shechita again, o asher yishchat mechutz l'machaneh. That extra phrase, o asher yishchat, comes to include a shechita of an oaf of kachim outside. That's also considered shechita b'chutz, even though it's a bird, and a bird normally needs malika. You did shechita on a bird outside, you're going to be chay for shechutei chutz, and since you chay for shechutei chutz, so you chay for the halah b'chutz. So that's why if shachat b'chutz and the behela b'chutz, you chay twice. Nimsa, so now the Mishnah explains what it's based on. What do you see from it? The basic principle here, as we see, is Nimsa derech hechshero mibifnim pturo bachutz, derech hechshero bachutz pturo bifnim. So what we see from here is, it's strange, but at the end of the day, what you see from the Mishnah is derech hechsher. Now, derech hechsher just means hechsher chiyuvo, the way you're going to be held accountable, the way you're going to be liable. The way you become liable, bifnim, will exempt you bachutz. The way you become liable bachutz will exempt you bifnim. So what does that really mean? So it means the following. What is derech hechsher bifnim? What is the way, in what way are you held accountable if you do something inside when it comes to a bird? That's malika. When you do the malika inside, you're going to, that's a kosher malika. Therefore, that's called derech hechsher mibifnim. Therefore you'll be chayev on that ha'ala'a bachutz. But ptura bachutz, which means it, that very malika that makes you, that you did inside, that makes you chayav outside for halah, ptura bachutz, if you did that very malika outside, you'd be patur on the halah bachutz. So that's what that first statement means. And the other way as well. Derech hechsheru bachutz, which means the derech chiyuvo, the hechsher chiyuvo bachutz, that which makes you chayav outside, which is the shchita of a korban oaf, which we said is included. If you did shchita of korban oaf outside, so you'll be chayav for a halah outside. That very shchita of an oaf, which makes you chayav for a ha'alah outside, along with the shchita, pturu mibifnim. Had you done that shchita inside, which we know from the Mishnah, you would be pater on the ha'alah of that bird outside. So this is just giving you the principle behind the halacha that we've already mentioned. Then Rabbi Shimon comes to argue on the Tanakhama. Rabbi Shimon Omer kol shechayavin alav bachutz, let's just translate literally. Whatever you are chayev for outside the Azara, you're chayev on what's similar to that inside. Now, in what way is that, what does Rav Shimon mean? And in what way is he arguing on the Tanakhama? So the Gemara says that there are words that are missing in the Mishnah, chisuri mechasra, and we have to actually add to the Mishnah words of the Tanakhama, and then we'll understand what Rabbi Shimon is teaching us. What the Mishnah should say at this point are the following words. V'chein ha-shochet behema balayla bifnim vehela bachutz pater. Okay, so what is the Mishnah, new halacha, which we have to add into the Mishnah? Of someone who shechts a behema at night, inside, and then he did, now, shechting a behema inside at night, we don't do shechita, the Beis HaMikdash is not open at night. We don't do the shechita, I mean, the fats burn on the mizbeach through the night, but we don't do the avoda at night. So if you shechted the behema balayla b'fnim, you disqualify the animal. And you took that animal, you shechted inside at night, and you were male, you burnt it on a mizbeach, on a rock, or whatever, outside the azara. So the halacha is putter. Why you putter? Since it was shechted at night, it became pasul to be brought as a carbon inside. Therefore, you're not going to be chai for doing a halacha outside, because it's a disqualified carbon. But shachat, what else are we adding on to the Mishnah? In the words of the Tanakhama, shachat balayla bachutz, vehela bachutz, chayav. But if you did the shechita outside at night and halah outside, then you're going to be chayav. Why? Because the shechita bachutz balayla is actually kosher. Shechita bifnim is possible. Well, at night, because the Beis HaMikdash doesn't have avoda at night. But a shechita outside at night, it's perfectly kosher. So if you did a shechita at night outside, and then the halah, then you burnt it on a mizbeach outside, you're going to be chayiv too. You'll be chayiv for the shechita, which is bachutz, and the halah, which is bachutz. That's what the Tanakhama says. Comes Rabbi Shimon, that's what Rabbi Shimon comes to argue on. Rabbi Shimon Omer, what does Rabbi Shimon say regarding this? And this is the line that we have in the Mishnah. Kol shechayavin alav bachutz, chayavin al kayotze bo bifnim. So what does that mean? So the line, kol shechayavin alav bachutz, means the same way the Tanakhama had said, and we agree that if you shecht bachutz balayla outside, and you mala bachutz, you be chayav. Remember, because shechita at night outside is kosher. Not inside, but outside. So therefore, the shechita you be chayav for, and the halah outside. Says Rabbi Shimon, if that's true, then the same thing is true. Chayavin, that's what that the first line means, kol shechayavin alav bachutz, Chayavin al kayotze bo bifnim. So too, if you shechted inside at night and then you were mala bachutz, you'll be chayav al nihala. And that's what the Mishnah means in the next line. Shehe alohu bachutz. You mala bachutz, you burnt it outside on a mizbech atzor the azara. Even if you did the shechita at night inside, says Rabbi Yishev, not only outside, but even inside, a shechita at night will make you chayav on the halah outside. Chutz min hashochet bifnim umala bachutz. Except someone who does what? He does the shechita of an oaf of a karban inside, and he's mala outside. Why? Because inside, you're supposed to be doing the malika. So if you did a shechita inside, that disqualifies it. And then in a mala bachutz, you're papata for both of those things. Now, one could have argued that, hold on, why wouldn't we use the same logic that we did when it came to the nighttime? When it came to the nighttime, we said, well, said Rabbi Shimon, if you do the shechita at night outside, that's considered a shechita, and you chayv for the halah, and the shechita as well, should be chayv for the shechita, so when you do the shechita inside, you should be chayv, at night, you should be chayv for the halah. So Rabbi Shimon said that, so maybe I should say the same thing. And when it comes to shechita, forget nighttime, shechita inside, what do we say? Inside the azara of a bird. So what do we say? Oh, so shechita of a bird. Now remember, there are two separate things here. There's the shechita at night, and that's a regular carbon, and then there's shechita of the bird. So the shechita of the bird, forget nighttime, shechita of the bird, we said, is inside, you're supposed to do malika, that's nothing. But shechita outside, we said, oh, the extra pasuk, Asher Yishchat teaches that the shechita of a bird outside has significance. So maybe I should say the same thing. The shechita of the bird inside, even though I didn't do malika, should have significance, and you should be chai for the halah outside. The same way, you chai for the shechita outside. You should be chai for the shechita inside. Don't we say that when it comes to nighttime? You chai for the shechita of a behema at night outside, outside you chai for. What about inside? Tanakhama says no, because there's no shechita at night inside. Says Rabbi Shimon, well, no, I hold since there's a shechita outside at night, you'd be chai for the shechita inside for the halah of the shechita you did inside at night. So maybe I should do the same thing when it comes to a bird. So says Rabbi Shimon, oh, that far I don't go. Well, that's the at least one way to understand the Mishnah, the Bar Tuna, to understand the Mishnah in such a way. Different ways to understand this Mishnah and Rabbi Shimon's ambiguous statement. Perek Yud Gimel, Mishnah Ches. Hachata shekibel dama bekos echad. He have a carbon chatas, and the Kabbalah Saddam was received in a receptacle in a klisharis, in one klisharis. Nasan bachutz, and so now we're talking about sprinkling the blood in the wrong place. So the person applied the blood outside, sprinkled the blood outside the azara from this cup, but not all of it. V'chazar v'nasan bifnim. And then he came inside the azara and did the proper matanos in the azara for the korban chatas. Or the other way, bifnim v'chazar v'nasan bachutz. He did the proper matanos from this kli shares for the korban chatas inside on the mizbeach. And then he sprinkles some of the blood, the rest of it outside, says the Mishnah Chayav. You're chayav for what? You're chayav for sprinkling blood. Bachutz, that's also rasa. You can't check that side. You can't do halah outside. You can't do sprinkling outside. So the question is, though, we understand very well, maybe the first halacha, you did the blood applications outside at the very beginning. Okay, so that's the wrong place. Then you came inside afterwards. Okay, you can't fix it at that point. But if you did it bifnim, you did the proper sprinkling of the korban chatas, then you did some application from the shirayim, from the leftovers outside, you're going to be chayav for zrika bachutz. So why should that be? Why does that even matter? So says the Gemara, we're talking about the chatas hapnimis, the inner chatas, and it's Rabbi Nechemni's opinion, which we had a few Mishnayos ago, who holds that the shiarei adam, the leftover blood of the inner chatos, is ma'akev. If you didn't even pour that on the yisod, down that little hole, you don't get full atonement. Therefore, even if you did the proper blood applications inside, and the leftover of this blood of the chatas hapnimis, you sprinkled it outside, that is considered zrika bachutz, because that blood has significance. And the Mishnah explains why this halacha is true. Shekulo roi lavo bifnim, because all the blood in this cup potentially could come into the azara. Therefore, yichai for sprinkling it outside the azara. Then the Mishnah says, well, what about the following? Kibel dama bishnei kosos. here he received the blood from after the shechita, the kohen, in two separate clay sharis, two cups. Nasan shneim bifnim pater. Now the first, the Gemara says that this is extra. This is just an introductory remark. It's obvious if he's sprinkled the blood properly of both cups inside, of course that's proper. He did it on the mizbeach. That's, of course, there's no chiyuv there. But that leads us up to the next halacha, which is, what about shneim machutz? He sprinkled from the blood from both of these cups, these klei sharis of the korban chatas outside the azara. Chayev, he's going to be chayev a korban chatas. Let's say if he did it b'shogeg and had no yidia, no state of awareness of remembering he did something wrong and then forgetting again in between one cup and the other. So he's chayev one chatas for all of the blood applications he did outside. But let's say he had a yidia between. He sprinkled the blood of one cup outside of this korban chatas and then he realized, oh my gosh, I'm outside, I'm not allowed to do that. And then he forgot again and did it with a second cup, so he's chayv two korbanos chatas. So that's if he did both of them outside. What about this? Echad bifnim ve'echad b'chutz. He sprinkled the blood of one of the cups, one of the klei sharis, inside in the azara properly. And then he sprinkled the blood from the other coast outside. Says the Mishnah, pater. He's going to be patur for zrika b'chutz. Why? Because through the zrika from the first cup, we assume that the second cup now has been rejected from proper zrika. Why? Because you don't need that cup. You did the proper zrika with the first cup. So what do you need the second cup for? So that's blood you'd pour down. You wouldn't be using that on the mizbeach. So that blood of the second cup now is not ro'il avo bifnim. It's not fit even to be brought it into the azara to be used for zrika. Therefore, you're not going to be chai for zrika of that second cup bachutz because you did the proper zrika already from the first cup. Echad b'chutz ve'echad bifnim, but let's say he did the following. He, from the first cup, he did first what he sprinkled outside. He did that b'chutz. And then he sprinkled from the second cup inside. Chayev al achitzon v'apnimi mechapi. It's chayev for the zrika sadam chutz la'azara, because that was the first sprinkling he did. No doubt that's zrika b'chutz. But the inner one, meaning the second cup that he sprinkled inside, that's machshir the karban. That is mechapi. That atones for the karban. We don't assume that the zrika of the dam of the first cup is going to disqualify the second cup from a zrika b'finim. That we do not say. And the Mishnah then gives an example, a mahadav or dome. This is like lemafrish chatasova of it, to someone who set aside, designated an animal, let's say a female goat for his carbon chatas, and it was lost. So what did he do? V'hifrish acheres tachtel. And then he designated another one in its place because he needed to bring karmachatas. He did an avera. V'achar kach nimsis arishona. And now he finds the first one. So we have two karmachatas chatas. You only need to bring one. V'arishtein omdos. Both of them are standing in front of him. And the halach is that he can be makav whichever one that he likes. So what does he do? Shachat shtein bifnim. In such a case, if now we're going to apply our Mishnah to this particular case, if he shechted both of these korbanos chatas, both of which are ro'i to be brought, he could choose one or the other, not both, but one or the other, and he shechted both of them inside, so pater. So he's going to be putter. Well, that, once again, is an introductory remark. That's obvious. If shechted both bifnim, there's nothing wrong with that. He didn't do anything b'chutz. But what about shachat shtehem b'chutz chayiv? He's chayiv for each and every one. Why? Because at the moment he did the shechita, each one was ru'uya to be brought inside. Anything ru'uya, broi, to be brought inside, you chayiv for doing it outside. When it comes to the blood, or the animal, the bird, it doesn't make a difference. So since even if he shechted both, you're going to be chayiv. Achas bifnim v'achas b'chutz. Let's say he shechted one inside, and then he shechted the other one outside. Pater. He's going to be pater for the shechita b'chutz. Why? Because after he shechted the first one inside, the second one becomes what? Becomes a chatas, what we call shenis kapru ba'aleha ba'acheres. A chatas where the owner's already received atonement from another carbon chatas. So it's not ru'i to be brought inside anymore because he already got atonement from the first one. So because the halach is that a chatas shenis kapru ba'aleha, that the owner already had atonement from another carbon, this animal has to die. We discussed this at the beginning of the eighth parak. So that's therefore you're going to be part of a shechut echot. So that's what the Mishnah is doing here, is giving us just a simple similar case to the case of the blood. What about achas b'chutz v'achas b'fnim? Let's say he did the opposite order. Same thing when he did with the blood, he did with the shechita of these two korbanos chatas. He did one korban chatas, he shechted outside the azara. That was ruuya to come inside. And then b'fnim, he brought another, the other one inside, he shechted inside. Chayav al achitzona. He's chayav for shchutei chutz for the one he shechted outside, because at that point it was ru'uy to be brought inside, but he decided to shecht it outside. That's shchutei chutz, chiyuv kares, chiyuv chatas, v'apinus mechaperes. But the inner one achieves atonement. It doesn't come rejected because he happened to shecht the first one outside. So exactly the same thing here as we discuss when it comes to the two cups of blood. Kishem shedama potem. Now this is a separate halacha. It's related, but it's a separate halacha, and it's somewhat confusing. The mefarshim have different explanations for this, but we'll go according to most of the mefarshim. We'll explain this line as follows. Take the case where you shechted had two korbanos chatas. Both one was set aside. You lost it. Then you said you've designated another one. You found the first one. They're both in front of you. So what do we say? If you shecht them both inside, you're not chayif of shchutei chutz. Both are ruuyim to come inside. Okay, so let's say you did that. You shechted both of these korbanos chatos inside in the azara. And you did the zrikas adam of one of them, because you only need to do zrikas adam of one of them to achieve atonement. So what would the halacha be regarding the meat of that animal? Would we say that if you use that meat for some other purpose, would you violate Mi'ilah using Hekdesh? So the answer is no. When you do Zrikas Adam, once you do Zrikas Adam, the meat, the flesh of Kache Kachim is Pater from Mi'ilah. Now, obviously, the meat is typically eaten by the Zechikuna, by the Kohanim who are males. But the point is, let's say someone got hana, Yisrael got hana from that. So at that point, so he not shouldn't be eating it, but he used it. Would he say, oh, he's violating Mi'ilah? He did it b'shogeg. Would he be chayv a korban Mi'ilah for misappropriating, stealing, or taking any benefit from Hekdesh? No, it's not Hekdesh anymore. Once you do Zrikas Adam, the meat is no longer Hekdesh. There's no violation of Mi'ilah. So since it's mutter for the Kohanim to eat, there's no violation. Once you do Zrikas Adam, there's no violation of Mi'ilah. Okay, so that we understand. But the chiddush of the Mishnah here is that the same way the Zrikas Hadam exempts the Basar from the violation of Me'ila, once you do Zrikas Hadam, so too the Zrika of one of these animals will exempt the flesh of the other animal that was shechted along with it, that there's no Me'ila as well. Meaning, even without the Zrika of the second, there's no reason to do Zrika on the second animal because you got kapar with the first animal. So the point is that there's no violation of Me'ila on the second animal by doing Zrika on the first animal. That's the Chiddush of the... Now, why should that be? Well, because the halacha is that once we achieve kapar with the first animal, what's the other animal? It's what we call the chata, as we mentioned, shineskapru ba'aleha, a chata whose owner has already achieved atonement. So what do we do with that other animal? With that other animal, obviously that animal was already shechted, but the point is that animal, even if it were not shechted, the halacha is that it's dina lemisa. We're supposed to let it die. We discussed this as we mentioned. And the halacha is that a chata that's supposed to be left to die, even though you're not supposed to get anah from it to lechatchila, if you did, we don't call that a violation of Me'ila. So since by the Zrika of the first animal, the other one becomes the chatas whose owner already achieved atonement, and therefore there's not going to be Me'ila, lechatchila, you wouldn't get, we told you not to get hana from it, but there would not be a violation of Me'ila. You would not have to bring a korban asha Me'ilos, the guilt offering asha Me'ilos, for getting hana from the second animal.